Special Committee on Budget, the Subcommittee on General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development. This morning is Monday, June 27th, 2005. We're going to open up a work session on House Bill 5085. Monica Brown.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, before you this morning, first up is the Employment Relations Board. We have the recommendations distributed to you last week. You may recall from the public hearing phase of the Joint Committee, you made several requests for information concerning the considerable turnover that has been going on in this agency, the internal audit that was conducted by the Department of Administrative Services, and then the interim funding task force. So those memos are attached. So if there are no questions, follow up on those. We'll just move into having you review the performance measures that are proposed. So it's the first page following those three memos. Two additional measures are being proposed, and it's primarily to address the concern that several members expressed on wanting an interim, kind of what's left of the work to do as they change from time period to time period. So they've done a pretty good job of rewriting what are the statistics on cases completed. So the two proposed are how much do they have outstanding to work on. So those measures are number of new cases referred, disposed, and pending during the year by both the administrative law judges and the board. And the second measure is then the average number of days the pending or the outstanding cases have been within the agency, both the ALJ and the board. Okay. And then, of course, you have the standard customer service measures being added.
Perfect.
Then moving in then to the recommendation, you may recall there was considerable testimony about what's been going on in the agency's lack of some of the research tools that they had, some of the equipment that they needed. So this recommendation attempts to address many of those concerns, although maybe not all. So just to remind you, there are two program areas divided into state and local. Not necessarily a real clean split, but a good attempt at it. The governor's recommended budget had proposed to restore a portion of an administrative position, a 0.33 position. That has been restored in this budget. It had also proposed to add an administrative law judge. Resources are not included in this budget for that additional administrative law judge. In developing a recommendation, I worked with the new administrator of the agency to kind of do a zero-based budget on their services and supplies and on their personal services to make sure that, given the transition of some of the staffing, that when positions are froze in the personal services system, that there was no harm done to this agency. So we've recast some of those dollars and made sure that all the positions were fully funded with both merits. And so in package 100, that's what you see being added back, both the 0.33 staff position as well as fully funding the merits of the 12 positions that are there. In package 801, you're going to see the standard PERS adjustment that is in there. And then in package 102, you can see that for the staff training and education, HELPO is recommending denial of that, not because we don't think that they need training and education in their budget, but rather package 811 is rebalancing all of their services and supplies budget. So with the additions that are in here, the proposal is to give them $515,000 in services and supplies budget, and we believe in working with the agency that it covers the following, that it fully funds their travel for mediation and hearings, does provide them a training budget for their staff, fully supports state government service charges as well as some additional services that they're contracting out, does allow them to upgrade their data lines into the system so their computers are operating more effectively, does support their research tools, several of them there, LexisNexis, Bureau of National Affairs, et cetera, fully funds some facilities and does put in a small expendable property budget for them. It also provides $30,000 in transcription services. This does not fully fund what they project they need for transcription, but we did note that they do have two positions that transcription skills are part of the requirements of the job, so just asking them to manage to the best of their ability with that.
Thank you.
And if there are no questions on that, then the last thing I would point out for you is the budget note that the co-chairs requested and is approved. Knowing that they're still in transition and working on things, the direction is that they continue to find efficiencies and to assure that the state government assessment is covering only the cost of the cases with state government. And if they're not able to achieve their performance targets, that they are to prioritize the state cases first.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Any discussion?
Just a comment. Do you want me to move them first?
Representative Avakian.
Or I'll make my comment.
Yeah, make your comment.
I'm gonna support the budget and everything attached to it as was just presented, but for the creation of this record, my opinion is it's just a completely inadequate budget, like many that we're having to put out. And I don't want it to be construed in any way that our passing of this budget means that that we're funding this board at a level that allows them to perform their mission at the way that we're charging them that they need to perform their mission. And this budget actually, I think, is worse than many that we're able to put out for some other boards or agencies. I don't even think it's a bare bones budget. I think it's below a bare bones budget. Yet it's what we've been able to craft with the revenue stream that we have, and so we have to put it out. But I think it's a shame. That being said, I think Monica has done a wonderful job with what she has to work with this budget, as well as the chair and the rest of the committee.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? Representative Avakian.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we approve the performance measures and the budget note as was presented by Ms. Brown, and that we move House Bill 5085 to the full committee with the -1 amendments with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Avakian moves House Bill 5085, the Employment Relations Board, as amended. This includes the performance measures and the budget note. His motion is with a recommendation, with a due pass recommendation to the full board. Any discussion? Any dissension? Seeing none, so moved.
Okay.
Can you carry this one?
Sure.
Okay. Representative Krupp will carry this one. And we're going to close the work session on House Bill 5085. Thank you, Monica, for her thorough analysis on this budget. And
oh,
he's good.
It's the big boss.
The big dog. We're going to open up a work session on House Bill 5169 and turn to Mr. Rocco.
Mr. Rocco, sir.
Sir. For the record, Mr. Big Dog.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. House Bill 5169 is the budget bill for the Government Standards and Practices Commission. I passed out a work session memo to you that has some the LFO recommendations on it. As you recall, during the public testimony period on the joint process, there was considerable discussion about performance measures. We're recommending adding 6 performance measures. 2 of them are just connected to currently existing measures. One would just add the percentage of filed claims with completion of preliminary review within the statutory 90-day limit. The agency currently has a measure that just tracks the number of days that reviews take. This would just add to that a percentage. The same with the number of days from finding of cause to completion of investigation. There's an added measure to determine how many are done percentage-wise within the 120-day. There's a measure added based on their training activities to basically a customer survey to provide to people at those training opportunities that the agency conducts to see satisfaction with that training. The agency itself asked to have a measure added percentage of contested cases settled before hearing, and then the two standard customer service measures are added.
Thank you.
If you want to turn to the spreadsheet, as you may recall, the governor's budget had proposed to add back one position and 1.2 FTE. Both of those had been reduced in the 2003-05 biennium. This recommended budget adds the 0.2 FTE back to an existing position, but does not add the additional investigator position. If you look at page 3 of the work session document, there's some technical adjustments made to a package 070, reduces the revenue for the agency simply because they are not receiving as much other funds revenue. Package 090 is the standard smart buy savings adjustment of $474 general fund. Package 100 is recommended by LFO. This restores the agency support position to full time. There is a slight reduction to that package due to the change in the PERS rate of $135. Package 200, which is the restoration of the investigator position, is not recommended for restoration at this time. And then package 801 are LFO analyst adjustments. These are to reflect the lower PERS rate and to reflect the reduction in the attorney general rate. So the total budget recommended by LFO is $635,862 general fund, $3,285 other funds, three positions, and three FTE. This represents about a 13% increase over the 2003-05 legislatively approved budget.
Thank you very much. Any comments?
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Representative Crawford.
I have some discomfort with not funding the additional investigator position, as oftentimes, and I do appreciate the budget note, and I understand that we're funding this agency and that they should, as much as practical, prioritize their activities with state government issues. But frankly, they are the only agency that's able to have any impact at the local level when you have local issues relating to governance that need to be considered and need to be investigated. And you and I get phone calls from constituents about these issues, and we then in turn call the GSPC, and they don't have enough people to really help us. And so what worries me is that the message we send is clearly that, you know, we only have so many dollars here to spend, and you all at the local level can do whatever you want, because there's really no accountability there of any great measure in terms of the ability to truly investigate what's going on here. Short of criminal activity and those types of things, it would be investigated in the criminal code. So it bothers me that we're not able to restore that position. I think we're going to have to at some point here, because I just think it sends the wrong message, and I'd like to see us do it at some point.
Thank you for those comments. Thank you. All righty.
Mr. Chair, the budget note, as Representative Krupp noticed, was approved by the co-chairs or the chairs of each of the committees. And for your information, this budget is the same on the House side as it is on the Senate side at this point. this budget note came out of their concern for the fact that the bulk of the cases and complaints investigated by the commission come from the local government sector, but yet there seems to be an unwillingness to help support the cost of the commission. And as you can see, the commission is totally funded out of the state general fund. So I think that is their the reason for that budget.
Sure, Mr. Rocco, an unwillingness by whom?
From our understanding, it's just local government organizations are not willing at this point to support financially this entity. And I believe there is a Senate Bill 420 that is on the Senate side of budget that would have the Oregon Law Commission look into not only the entire set of ethics laws that the state currently has, like do a review of those laws, but also to investigate alternative funding mechanisms if that bill gets funded.
I just want to put onto the record how much I appreciate the critical analysis conducted by Mr. Rocco and his staff on this budget, and point out that in this difficult budgetary environment, we are increasing the Government Standard and Practices Commission budget by 13%. And while there's much more we would like to do on this budget, a 13% increase, knowing the demands also on human services, public safety, and education, this is the best we can do at this point in time. So,
Mr. Chair?
All righty, we need a motion.
Mr. Chair, I so move House Bill 5169 to the full committee for adoption. Do pass recommendation, and there is no amendment to the bill, correct?
Representative Krupp, item number 4 on your memo identifies the amendment. It basically replaces the bill with the language identified in the memo that puts the general fund amount at $635,862. Other funds limitation of $3,285.
Okay, so Mr. Chair, then in the absence of a dash one amendment, I would so amend the bill as Mr. Rocco has just articulated to make those changes in the appropriation bill.
Okay. Representative Krupp moves House Bill 5169 as amended. This includes the performance measures and the budget note. He's moving this to the House Special Committee on Budget with a due pass recommendation. Any other discussion? Any dissension? Seeing none, so moved. Carriers, would you?
Be happy to.
Representative Krupp, carry this budget as well. We are now going to close the work session on House Bill 5169, and seeing no other business before the committee today, we are adjourned.